Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin. Welcome back to Daf and Practice. The Gemara on Daf Samech Zayin Amud Aleph tells us in Maseches Yuma that they would take the Lashon Zahuris, they take this red or golden type of strand, and they split it in half, and they tie part of it onto the rock, and part of it onto the Sarla Zazel, and they throw the goat off the cliff, and it would fall down and tumble until it would die. So Rabbi Yashiv there points out that there are a number of malachas that one has to address before doing this. You're tearing the Lashon Zahuris in half, you're doing Kriya, and maybe there's a problem of kosher, and maybe there's a problem of mechamer as well. So let's just focus on a few of them that the Rabbi Yashiv focuses on. So he says that there's no issue of cutting it in half of Kareya, because it's no different than if a person, sometimes there's a seal on a keli or a vessel of some sort that covers it up. You'll have to cut it off. The Gemara in Beit Daf Lamed Aleph on the Beit, you could cut things on Shabbos if it's destructive, if it's not on the with the intent of re-sewing something. So cutting isn't an issue. You're allowed to split it in half. And he says mechatech certainly is not an issue. Mechatech is only when you're measuring out an exact size or you're cutting on a direct straight line. Mechatech certainly is not an issue. But what really becomes a big issue is kosher. It seems to be kosher because the Gemara says that you tie half of the string onto the rock and half of the string between the horns of the goat. How is that going to be allowed? So he says, well, maybe you're going to tell me because since you're tying it for a simen, and a simen is there only temporarily with the intent of eventually untying it, it's kosher, amlas lahatir, it's not a kesher shekoyama, that would be allowed. The problem is that might be true of the part of the strand, part of the thread that's tied on the rock, that maybe eventually they'll untie it. But when it comes to tying it around the goat, and the goat falls down the cliff, well, that's not going, no one's going to go down afterwards and chase it to untie it. Maybe you're going to tell me, as the goat tumbles down the cliff, maybe it's going to tear the knot, and the knot won't remain forever. Rabbi Yashiv says he doesn't feel that you could be somich on that happening, because maybe it won't happen. You can't rely on that. So what is the explanation why you're allowed to tie it, or the string, on the goat? Isn't it a kesher shekayam? So Rabbi Yashiv suggests as follows. He says, maybe here, dilo boy etzemakshir. You don't actually need to tie it. You really need the simen, that the red turns to white. That's the whole idea. You just need a hechatimsi so you could see the simen, that there's a simen on the goat. But the tying itself, the kesher shakyama, isn't necessary. He contrasts this to the case of lulav. When it comes to lulav, the din is you're not allowed to tie the eged on the lulav on sukkis, because that's a kesher shakyama. But that kesher, that eged, that's necessary for the mitzvah of lulav itself. As opposed to this case, the kesher is not part of the mitzvah. It's not really required. It's just in order to have the simen attached to the sari. But that he finds to be different. And therefore, it's not considered a kesher shekayama, since again, the kesher itself isn't necessary. And that's how he concludes. So it's not a problem of koreya. It's not a problem of mechatech. Nor is it a problem of kshira.